Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are continuing our election 2024 coverage, and we are joined in studio by candidate for Carbon County Assessor Bob Olson. Bob, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you, Aiden.
So, you know, we've been running a very long campaign. You started all the way back before June's primary, and you've been running hard ever since then, you know, finding out your opponent to now. It's just been an absolute grind for you, I'm sure. But let's kind of focus on the more human element of your campaign first. We've gone in depth before on your experience and qualifications, but let's talk about you as a person. What's your background?
Thanks, Aiden. Yeah, it's been a long campaign and it's been enjoyable. So, my background, my mother and father are Chuck and Linda Olson. I've had a number of people ask me who my father was, trying to place my family in you know, Carbon County. And my parents actually moved to Logan in the mid-80s, early 80s. So my grandmother still lived here, and she passed away living in Farron. So really, I think I might have some distant Olson relatives here, but, you know, my parents relocated to Logan, and I have four siblings, three brothers and one sister, and they're scattered throughout Utah. So, and you know, I was raised in Price. We lived in a small camp house that was transported from Draggerton to Price, which was common at the time. And we lived across from Durant Elementary. So that's where I was raised. And I just thought I'd talk about my dad a little bit. He's the one who really instilled in me a work ethic. He was one of the hardest workers I've ever known, really. He was a teacher. He did part-time jobs to supplement his income. He actually managed pools during the summertime. He drove school bus during the school year. He had paper routes. He had us help on the paper routes from, you know, the time I was 7 or 8 years old, I was helping run early morning papers. And I always looked up to my dad as being a really hard worker. He really instilled that in me. And he would always say that education was the key to success. The more education you could get and the harder you worked, that in our country, you would amount to something. And I believed him. And so that's why I always tried to get as much education as possible. And always had a hard work ethic, you know. I mean, my brother tells a story about my dad, and I remember this. It's kind of funny that, you know, we had a garden in our backyard. And, of course, gardens get weeds, and you have to weed them, and it's no fun. And so my dad would soak the weeds with the hose during the night, and then he'd wake us up early Saturday morning, 6 o'clock, and he'd say, "Boys, they're ready." And me and my brother would look at each other and say, "They are ready." And my dad would say, the weeds are ready, waiting for you. And he'd laugh, and he had a great sense of humor. And we wouldn't laugh, but we'd get up and we'd pull the weeds. And it was a great lesson. You know, as a kid, you don't really realize, you kind of hate it. But as an adult, I look back on how I was raised, and my dad got us up early. He got us out working hard in the garden, pulling weeds, whether we liked it or not. He really did instill a really good work ethic in me. So I would say that, you know, that's where I really received my core values, is from my parents. You know, a belief in God, a belief in hard work, a belief in, you know, education, honesty, integrity. And my dad always encouraged us to achieve as much as we could in life. And so I think I've been achievement-oriented ever since I was a kid. My dad really instilled that. So I always looked up to him as my biggest role model. So that's kind of the background on Chuck Olson, my dad. And he was a good teacher. He became a college administrator at CEU and then moved on to USU in Logan, and that's where he retired. So anyway, that's some of my background growing up, and where I, you know, got my core values and my moral compass. And I do live life by a moral compass that's based on honesty, integrity, hard work, you know, family. Family is very important to me. I have three kids of my own. They're, you know, from age 28 to 32. They've all become good, productive citizens and have good jobs. My wife has two daughters, and they've also really done well in life because she she raised them well to believe in education and hard work. So that's kind of the background we have, you know, between my wife and I. We have five adult children, and they're very important to us. So we are very family-oriented.
And then you kind of hit on it before. You talked about some of your values that you're trying to bring that will probably carry over into the office of assessor. Honesty, trustworthy, some other ones we talked about beforehand, you know, transparency and reliability. Let's talk about those. How do you plan to uphold these values if you are elected into the assessor's office?
You know, that's a great question. I do believe in transparency, especially considering all the trouble we've gone through with this office. To me, transparency means opening up, you know, my office and opening up myself to, you know, an open sharing of what's happening. You know, you can go to my website and I discuss, you know, my education. I discuss the classes that I've had. I discuss some of the jobs I've had. I even have testimonials from four of my former employers on the website to discuss, you know, what my work ethic is like and my reliability. And they're all very positive. And I would encourage people to go to my website, you know, for transparency. I think every candidate should be transparent about, you know, the background and the skills that we bring to the office. So I've been 100% transparent about my background online. And like I say, I've had a few meet and greets. We've had meet and greets all over the county. I think we've had five of them so far. And every time there's people that come and show up and they just want to know about me. You know, what have you done? Why are you running? Why would you be a good assessor? And then I have a chance to go through and describe to them what my qualifications are. So I think transparency is going to be huge in the office as well, because we've had so much trouble. There's been so much turmoil in the assessor's office. And one of my main goals is to resolve all the issues, and I'm going to be transparent as we go. So,
and speaking on those issues you see within the assessor's office, it's been surrounded in controversy in recent years. How would you plan to rebuild public trust and make that office run smoothly if you are elected?
So the public trust is very, very important. Every time I've trained appraisers in my past positions at banks and at private appraisal companies, I've taught them that credibility is everything. When you're an appraiser, you are figuring out the value of a property based on your opinion. Now, your opinion is also based on market data and analyzing the market data properly. But in the end, it is an opinion. So if you have credibility, people will tend to believe your opinion. And what develops credibility? Well, I think we talked about one already. Transparency is very important. Honesty is very important. I think that training the staff will be one of the main things that I can do to restore order and a good work ethic to the assessor's office. Training the staff is important because I can't appraise all 13,000 properties each year myself. I will need help. And I'm going to train the staff to be professional, educated, and they're also going to work towards their license. So right now we have one licensed appraiser in the assessor's office, and that is the assessor. When he steps down at the end of this election season, if I'm elected, we will have one more certified appraiser in the appraiser's office, but the staff is not licensed or certified as of now. One of my goals is to make sure that they get the proper education and that they become certified, licensed or certified within a year or two. That will help out tremendously in restoring the credibility and professionalism of the assessor's office.
And then you hit it on it a lot there, but one of my last questions for you is, what leadership strategies and styles would you employ if elected to keep this office running smoothly, namely the staff within this office?
So the leadership style that I really think is the most applicable and the most effective is to teach your staff properly and train them properly. And I have trained people from scratch where they knew nothing about real estate to the point where they're licensed. I've trained quite a few people. And at that point, you give them responsibility and you expect them to complete their tasks. So there is a level of accountability as well. Accountability is important because if we don't have accountability amongst the staff and for me, then nothing really will get done or get done in a timely manner. So accountability will be important. And I think having the staff trained will allow them some autonomy in their job. So I won't have to be there micromanaging everything that they do. I don't think that's a good management style. I think the best management style is to teach the staff properly and then let them do their job. And as issues come up, we talk about them, we resolve them, and we work as a team. It's got to be a big team effort. So that's how I plan to do that.
Now, Bob, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yes, I would like them to, if they have the chance, to visit my website and learn more about me. And that website is www.olsonforassessor.com. And I've gone through everything that's on the website. It really is informative. And I would also just like to tell, the people of Carbon County that I do stand for you. I do stand for making this a better job. I will train the staff. I will save the county money, as I've described in the past. I will provide effective, accurate, and fair assessments. And I will return professionalism to this office so that it is well-respected and well-regarded amongst, the citizens of the county and the state. So those are my promises to you, to work hard. I will work 40 hours a week. I can promise that. I will look at this as a full-time job. There might even be some overtime, getting things straightened out and put in order. So I'm not scared of work. I've always worked hard, and I promise you that I'll do the same as your assessor.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Carbon County Assessor candidate Robert Olson. He'll be running on November's general election ticket. And for more Cash Flow Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.